Major hurdles need to be cleared before Galena residents who evacuated due to a major ice jam flood last week can return home. KYC's Dan Bross reports.
State, community, and tribal leaders are working together to help Galena recover from last week's big flood. Alaska Deputy Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management Mike O'Hara says a lot needs to happen before Galena can handle an influx of people.
It's still wet in the community. There's a lot of hazardous materials, some oil spills and the like. Our issue at this point and our concern at this point is to make sure those in the community that are still there are safe and well taken care of, because they're starting to work on the process of identifying some of the damages.
About 70 of Galena's 400 residents and members of a government response team remained in the village last week, as all but a few high spots were inundated with water and ice that damaged and destroyed many buildings, flooded the community sewage lagoon, and caused numerous fuel spills. Governor Sean Parnell declared Galena a disaster Friday, activating access to state relief funds for individual and public assistance. O'Hara says the immediate challenge is repair of basic infrastructure.
Getting communications out there so people can call in and call out. The power system is being restored right now in certain areas of the community. The roads are washed out and destroyed, some of the main roads, so we have to get those back up and running. DOT's in place right now working those things, so there's a lot of action going on in Galena right now.
O'Hara says a regular schedule of flights will be set up this week, so evacuated residents, many of whom are staying in Fairbanks, can return home, even if it's just for a day at a time.
To make sure people can get in there, look at their property, assess what's damaged, take pictures, record whatever they need to do to get critical documents back that they just took off in the evacuation. Get that critical information back for them, and either shelter back in Galena or come back here to the shelters.
O'Hara stressed that the flood response is a cooperative effort with the community, tribe, and service organizations. The Tanana Chiefs Conference has taken a lead role from the start. TCC Health Director Victor Joseph says getting out accurate information to Galena flood evacuees scattered in several communities is a top priority.
How do we coordinate the services, give people the access to assistance that they need, keep communications open, and everybody well informed?
Joseph says the flood disaster is more than just a tribal event, and TCC is working to help everybody from Galena. A resources fair was held in Fairbanks Friday, showcasing a range of services available to flood victims in Fairbanks. Galena evacuee Shirley Cleaver says many had to leave on short notice and are starting with nothing in Fairbanks.
They don't have the resources here. They don't have a car. They don't even know the church to go to. They don't have no IDs. I left with these shoes and that was it, and no wallet, no purse, no nothing.
Cleaver says most evacuees are still processing what happened and just beginning to assess what they need to restart their lives. She urged those displaced to be thoughtful as they move ahead.
Be grateful for the people who stayed and just be patient with the whole process, government process, of whether it be declaring it a disaster or getting FEMA or whatever we're going to do. But just be patient and totally watchful on your spendings, because we're in this for a long road. We're not going to go right home. And people who have full-time jobs there don't have those anymore. And how do you live in a city when you don't have that income that you're accustomed to?
A number of organizations are stepping up, accepting donations of clothing, supplies, and cash to aid Galena flood victims. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.